aging is something that happens, and it beats the alternative to not aging. But you're going to tell us tomorrow about a very special event that will hopefully allow us to age in a graceful manner.
Yes, tomorrow we are holding an Aging Gracefully Resource Fair at Durham County's Department of Social Services. We plan to have close to 30 vendors joining us, providing resources that our community offers to help everyone make decisions, plan their future, and really get that information all at a one-stop shop rather than, you know, calling from here to here. So many people don't know what resources are in our community, so we thought it would be a great idea to bring everybody to Durham County DSS, and, you know, we'll be able to showcase what our community and what DSS has to offer for our folks that are either caretakers for people that are aging or for those that are aging themselves.
Now, this is going to be at your building that's downtown?
Yes, at 414 East Main Street, downtown Durham.
Megan, is this a first-time event that you've put all of these resources together in one spot?
Yes, this is our first-time event. Hopefully not our last one, though.
Now, the population is an aging one, and I'm certainly one of those people. I'm a septuagenarian myself, and there are a lot of us because we're the baby boom generation. Do we have any idea what percentage of the population in Durham County is in the aging group?
Well, let me see. I do know that our growth over the last few years for 60 and older is 49% growth in Durham. The we're projected to grow 49% by 2042. Census data shows in 2022 in Durham, we have roughly 61,000 individuals that are age 60 or older in Durham. And that's a few years from a few years ago. So that number has definitely grown.
Yes, because the baby boom population is one of the biggest in history, probably the biggest in history. So that number is only going to grow as we go through the next few years. You mentioned bringing a variety of these resources together. Can you give us sort of an overview of some of the areas that may be covered tomorrow?
Yes, we have vendors coming from AARP, our North Carolina Brain Registry. We have our Durham Center for Senior Life. We have someone who's going to present a seminar on financial fraud and risks for those that are aging, retirement planning. We're of course showcasing what Durham DSS does with our Adult Protective Services and Guardianship Team. We also have Adult Medicaid with long-term care that will be presenting a seminar. So, and many more. I have quite a lengthy list of people that will be there to, you know, share their information and their resources.
Interesting. You did mention in there the fraud situation, because a lot of times those of us who are in the elderly group can very frequently be the targets of people who want to commit fraud of one form or another.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And our Adult Protective Services, one of the main things that they try to protect against is exploitation of our elder population. And we actually just had a big training about a week ago with someone from the state who prosecutes those individuals who try to scam older adults. So it's definitely something that we are looking at and trying to protect against.
Now, is this going to be structured as an event that it's one segment after another, or is it going to be something where you roam around from one group to another?
So, kind of both. You'll be able to roam around from, you know, from one table to the other to get all the different information from the various vendors that are there. But we will have a structured seminar agenda. So, we're, you know, the event is from 9 until 5. But we have seminars that start at 10 o'clock, and I believe the last one is at 3:45. So, and they run for about 30 minutes. So depending on what time you're there, you might be able to catch a seminar that that is of interest to you. But even if you don't see a seminar, all of the vendors, whether they're in the seminar or not, will have their tables available for, you know, to provide information.
So it's sort of a la carte. You don't have to sit through the whole thing to get the information that you need.
Absolutely. We didn't want that to happen because some people can just, they might not have the time. They might just be able to pop in real quick and pop out. We do hope to have some food trucks there. So folks that are there around lunchtime, you know, can wander over to the food truck across the street, you know, to pick up some lunch, and then they can, you know, hang out longer if they want to. So we are hoping that people can stay, you know, as long as they need to feel comfortable with the information that's being shared.
And that gets underway tomorrow at 9 a.m., right?
Yes.
And that'll be at the Human Services Building, and you're on Main Street in downtown Durham, part of that big government services district we have downtown.
Yes, and our resource fair will be on the second floor in conference rooms A, B, and C.